USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More protests expected again today across the nation after another day that saw several demonstrations over the death of George Floyd fall into violence and chaos, including in St. Louis. After a day of peaceful demonstrations, four city police officers were shot near a police station. They are expected to survive. The Episcopal Bishop of the Washington Diocese livid after police tear gassed hundreds of protesters at a park across from the White House last evening. Bishop Marianne Buddy says that President Trump accomplished nothing when he walked across the street to the church holding a Bible for a photo op. The lawyer for George Floyd's family says an independent autopsy has determined that Floyd's death was homicide.
The cause of death was mechanical asphyxia caused by the knee to the neck and then the two knees to the back, compressing his lungs.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
On the first day of the official hurricane season in the Atlantic, the third named storm began to brew. Tropical Depression 3 is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal by the end of today. The wife of the fired Minneapolis police officer who has been arrested and charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. ABC News reporting that Kelly Chauvin, through her lawyer, did also express condolences to Floyd's family, saying that she has filed for dissolution of her marriage. Gun sales are on the rise across America amid the protests over the killing of Floyd, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting estimates more than 1.7 million guns were sold in May. That's an 80% jump over the same time last year. And stock prices for a number of gun manufacturers have also been way up. You can find USA Radio News online at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
USA Radio's Tim Berg has an update on a historic space mission that began over the weekend.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it.
Early also saying it was a smooth flight.
Back to the story regarding the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis a week ago yesterday. Former boxer Floyd Mayweather is going to pay for Floyd's funeral and memorial services. And a spokeswoman for the retired champ says the family's accepted the offer. She says Mayweather will handle costs for the funeral on June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston, as well as expenses associated with two memorial services in Minnesota and North Carolina that will precede that funeral. Former Auburn football coach Pat Dye has died at 80. He restored Auburn football to prominence as the Tigers won or shared four SEC titles with him. On the sidelines, he passed away from complications from kidney and liver failure, but also had recently tested positive for COVID-19. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.